Hello, SynGapLand. My name is Michael Graglia. Today is Sunday, September 18th, 2022, and this is episode 75 of SynGap 10, your 10-minute weekly briefing on everything you know about SynGap 1. Let me talk fast. We got a lot. I am just back from Global Genes and Rarex in San Diego. Incredible meeting, very energizing, super exciting. You might have seen a few pictures floating around on social. It was just so good to be with people and to be talking about our work. I actually also chaired a panel discussion at Global Genes about how to spend precious resources, how rare disease groups should invest the money we get from donors for the greatest benefit of our children. That was a really, really good discussion, and I'm going to share it when the link goes live. But one of the things that came out of that was small molecule screening, and I'm going to come back to that in a second. But before I do, let me stay with events. If you're on our mailing list, and you should be on our mailing list, right? If you've ever given us a donation or bought a t-shirt or anything, you're on our mailing list. And we just sent out this very cool postcard, which I'm proud of. And it's got our upcoming events. So reminder, in 3 weeks, we have the Karen Lieb Gala and the Scramble for SynGap. Karen Lieb Gala is in New Jersey and the Scramble is in South Carolina. Those are going to be incredible events. I sit in on some of those planning calls. It's going to be amazing. In 8 weeks, on November 12th, we're going to have a SynGap soiree in Atlanta, and that's going to be amazing. I'm going to go to that. I'm very excited. And then in 11 weeks, ta-da, the grande, the SynGap One conference in Nashville right before AES, where we're going to have an amazing Thursday together with scientists and doctors talking about SynGap. And then on Friday, it'll be just families connecting. Those are exceptional events. And if there's any way you can go to one or all of them, please do. Let me come back to small molecule. So if you remember back in episode 27 of SynGap 10, and the link, of course, is in the show notes, I talked about Rarebase and what we were doing with Rarebase. Rarebase being this biotech who is dedicated to helping rare diseases identify drugs, and how we were doing a phase one screen. And I've mentioned before that we've agreed to go into a phase two screen with them, which is super exciting. And more on that soon. We will do a press release. But multiple families are coming together to support more work with Rarebase. And this is incredibly exciting work. And the goal here is, just to remind you, is to figure out if there's a drug that's already FDA approved, right? That's already done safety. They've already done tox. They use this drug now for allergies or heart attack or whatever. And if we could figure out by doing some work in the lab and in the computers, if one of those drugs could actually also help our children, that would be living the dream, right? And so that's what we're doing with Rarebase. Now, you might also remember about a year ago, I should have put this on my event list, Cannonball. Cannonball is coming in about 4 or 5 weeks. On October 21st, we're going to do Cannonball 2.0. So the good people at UFD Tech, which is Brett and Sydney, right? Brett and Sydney, Emmett's parents, who this whole community is aware of and big fans of, do a fundraiser every year through Brett's YouTube channel, UFD Tech. And even if you're not at all interested in technology, go to that channel, become a subscriber. UFD Tech is amazing. And on October 21st, they're going to do Cannonball 2.0. So buckle up, Buttercup. And guess what? They're raising money for Rarebase 2.0, which is what we're about to do. It's going to be an incredible opportunity for our community to raise awareness about SynGap 1 and to tell the world about what we're doing with Rarebase. Very, very exciting work. And I'm so grateful to that family for their continued leadership and commitment to working with SRF to help our kids. Because this work with Rarebase, what we're looking for is a drug that will help all of our kids. How exciting is that, right? What a wonderful source of hope. So thank you, Brett and Sydney. And thank you to all our partners who are helping make Rarebase a success. And thank you to the team at Rarebase, because we couldn't do this without you. And the fact that a company has been built by the CEO, Ono, and the co-founder, Omid, and others to help find drugs for our kids at a price point we can almost afford, that's awesome. Speaking of drugs, go back to episode 69. Go back to episode 69 of SynGap 10, and you will find me talking about Professor David Bowie. We recently gave him a grant. I'm not gonna rehash that, but go listen to episode 69 and see why I was so excited about Professor Bowie. Hey, guess what? Professor Bowie, according to LinkedIn, links in the show notes, just created a company with somebody else called Nos Pharma, N-O-S Pharma. And I'm going to read you verbatim what is on their LinkedIn page. What about their website? They don't even have one yet. I mean, they just launched this company, and we're really excited. NOS Pharma leverages unique biological causes of brain disorders within the context of what is already known to deliver effective treatments. By placing biology first, we've created new drugs and repurposed on-the-market drugs to improve treatment success. We aim to deliver the most effective therapeutics for some of the most severe brain disorders as quickly as possible. Awesome! Now I wonder if the work we're funding in the Bowie lab may end up in NOS Pharma. Sounds like it could be a fit. Who knows? We wish NOS Pharma and Professor Bowie the very best. And we urge them to, as their own site says, move as quickly as possible. Because our kids and our families are suffering. And we need to get them help. Very excited about NOS Pharma. Very excited. Other things I get excited about, as you all know, I love data and I love partnership. I love data and I love partnership. So you all know, unless you've been living under a rock, that I think Citizen is a moral imperative. Every family should sign up for Citizen. Every family should share their data so that we can move as fast as possible towards a therapy. That data will be used by pharma and research to learn more about our disease, which is a very tricky disease, a very tricky disease. Now, you will also know that I'm a huge fan of the Simons Foundation. So let's step one step back. The Simons Foundation is an incredibly large and wonderful organization dedicated to autism. And one of the ways they've tackled that is they've looked at all these genes that are connected with autism. And as you know, we are connected with autism. There's a wonderful paper, the Satterston paper, that puts us right at one of the most associated diseases with autism. I should add a link to that paper into the notes. So Simons, autism, genes associated with autism. So Simons invests heavily in monogenic diseases like SYNGAP1. And Simons does a number of things. They do a lot of work. They create iPSC cell lines, and we've got some cell lines with them. They run a natural history study, Simons Searchlight, which is great. They pay genetic counselors to call you every year and interview you and do patient-reported outcomes. Super exciting. And they run Autism BrainNet. If you go back into our webinars, you will remember that we did a webinar session with Autism BrainNet, and it's a horrible topic, but the topic is when a Syngapian passes, would you donate their brain to advance science? Because we know so little about the brains with SYNGAP1. And I have shared before, and Nancy shared on the Autism BrainNet webinar, that when Karen passes, and we hope Karen lasts a long time, it's just more top of mind because she's 66 and we almost lost her to COVID, that her brain will be going to Autism BrainNet. And Autism BrainNet is funded by Simons. They have a social worker. They work with the families, but they also work with the NIH and everyone else, and they make sure that that brain is made available and shared. It's incredible. So there's all these things Simon does, right? They do Autism BrainNet, which we should all support and register our loved ones with. Hopefully let's not even think about it, but we should sign up for it because it's important. And then there's Simons Searchlight, and then there's the iPSCs, and there's all the other good work the Simons Foundation does. So I love the Simons Foundation. I love Citizen, right? Remember, Simons Foundation interviews you every year to get information. Citizen collects your medical records. So they're totally complimentary. So imagine how excited I was when they announced a formal partnership. Incredible. Incredible. So now what that means is that if you're in Simons and Citizen, there's a way for them to work together. We have to consent. We have to sign something on both sides and say, yes, please work together. But what that means is that all those patient-reported outcomes and all those medical records can be joined up and made available to researchers to better understand our disease. And partnering with Simons only makes sense because they spend a lot of money in the autism space, and we want them to keep working on SYNGAP1. And the way we get them to keep working on SYNGAP1 is we partner with them. We share our information with them. We support Autism BrainNet. We do all these things that Simons is doing, and it's working. It's working. And now with Simons and Citizen coming together, the two best data platforms in the rare space are collaborating. And then I'll talk soon about RareX, which is this federated solution that will sit over top them and connect them to others. But right now, Citizen, Simons, amazing. And congratulations to them on that partnership. I'm so excited about it, and I'm so proud to be a partner with both of them. That's all I got for you today, guys. Look for that panel that I shared, and thanks for listening. Hang in there. This disease is hard, but there's help on the way. Good things are coming. Have a great week.